outside the capital. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The 40-mile convoy of Russian forces trying to get to Kyiv hasn't moved much.
Russians have been trying to make progress on Kyiv, but they have been, quote, flummoxed and frustrated, according to a U.S. defense official. Still remaining about 15 miles north of the city, it's been 2 to 3 days since they have made any progress. No reason to doubt that attacks from the Ukrainians have slowed down the convoy a little bit. And mud and flat tires showing poor maintenance have been an issue as well.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces are headed for Europe's largest nuclear plant, which accounts for about a quarter of Ukraine's power generation. A split from the Biden administration's position on Russian oil from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says she is all for banning it, as is West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, who expressed frustration the measure hasn't moved forward.
We introduced a bill. It's been dropped. We have, I think there's 18 of us, 9 D's and 9 R's, that are on this piece of legislation that basically bans the Russian Energy Imports Act.
The White House has expressed concern the ban could hurt U.S. global oil supplies. A controversial plan from California's governor forced treatment for homeless people with mental health and addiction disorders.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom's plan directs all of the state's 58 counties to set up mental health branches in their respective civil courts. While those who suffer issues may not actively seek out care, they would be obligated to accept it should it be deemed necessary. The plan has drawn some criticism from some homeless advocates who don't agree with forced treatment. State health officials are calling it a new pathway to help people they are calling the sickest of the sick.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The plan still needs the approval of the state legislature. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Supreme Court has sided with the U.S. government in a case involving a Guantanamo Bay detainee.
Attorneys for Abu Zubaydah said he was tortured at a CIA site in Poland after he was captured 20 years ago in Pakistan. He was believed then to be associated with Osama bin Laden. His attorneys filed a lawsuit in Washington state demanding that CIA contractors testify in his case about how he was tortured. A federal judge sided with the Justice Department, though, when it invoked state secrets privilege. The Ninth Circuit overturned that ruling. Now the Supreme Court's majority ruling, written by Justice Stephen Breyer, said forcing CIA contractors to testify could harm national security interests.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a Wisconsin school superintendent who is accused of illegally confining 6 female students, has been placed on paid leave. Suing public school superintendent Kelly Casper has been charged with false imprisonment after the students said she asked them to remove some of their clothes in a high school bathroom so she could search for vaping devices. Add seafood to the list of items going up in price.
Let the ordering begin.
So the 3 pounds of shrimp and 3 pounds of crawfish?
At Michael's Seafood in New Orleans.
In March madness.
David Nunez works there and says the price of certain seafood is a big issue.
Price of fuel's through the roof. The fisherman's paying more for fuel, more for bait.
Over at Drago's Seafood.
Across the board, oysters are very, very expensive.
Tommy Santanovich is the owner of Drago's.
Finished oyster to go to the table has gone up about 25 cents because of the increase in price this week.
That's per Oyster. He blames the hike for his decision to remove dishes like fried oyster po' boy from the menu. But many in the seafood industry feel prices will eventually settle down. CJ Papa, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks ended another bumpy day in the red. The Dow lost 96. The Nasdaq off 214 points. The S&P off 23 points. I'm Lisa Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.